I heard that you did a lot of singing. Were you an opera singer at any point?
Yeah.
Do you still sing?
At 100?
Yeah.
That would be a miracle. We'll miss you. Yeah, I miss you too.
Flipping through farewell cards written by former choirs.
How to say goodbye to you, Maria?
Maria Trebus says she's proud of what she's accomplished, but even more grateful she was given the knowledge to teach both art and music.
I am not a politician. I am an artist. I am a developer for anything good for people, not for one, not for the Canadians, but for everybody.
Trebus was born in Hungary in 1924 and just recently celebrated her 100th birthday. She lived in Hungary when it was occupied by the Soviet Union and escaped to Canada as a refugee. Trebus first began singing while separated from her parents, who were renting out a flat in Belgium. While living with her nanny, she says she spent lots of time on the mountainside with the dog Hector singing in the grass.
My favorite things was what I was making up. My favorite time was to lie in the lawn, in the grass, and look at the sky and the clouds. And the clouds made the story for me. And I added the text. It was a beautiful time.
Someone took notice of Trebus' talents when she went to perform in town. That person would end up paying for her music education before she fled to Canada.
I was never wealthy. I mean, never, actually. I was never wealthy. I had wealth in my mind because, thank God, I learned a lot, and I am proud of it.
She came to Regina in 1950 as a refugee, where she taught music in schools.
Music helped me spiritually, okay? Not only spiritually, but kept me being me. I didn't lose myself.
The centenarian still keeps her binder of mementos close as a reminder of her time teaching and performing. 100 years on Earth has left her with her greatest achievement of all.
I am very proud what I did because I never hurt anyone. Never in my life.
In Regina, I'm Jillian Massey.